Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in a series called When You're Hoping for a Miracle. In these lessons, Rick shows us from God's Word how to have great faith and live with more love, peace, patience, and self-control, even when your circumstances appear hopeless. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a DVD study kit that will inspire and encourage you in your walk with the Lord called Everything is Possible with God. You can go to PastorRick.com or you can text the word daily to 800-600-5004 to find out more. That's PastorRick.com or the word daily to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part two of a message called When You've Come Up Empty.
See, here's what we say. We normally think, God, make me a really great success in business, and then I'll serve you with the success. Wrong. It's the exact opposite. God, use my job or lack of it now, and then the success can come. It's the exact opposite. First, Peter lets Jesus use his job for his platform. And then Jesus blesses Peter's job with enormous success. That's the order. It's not, make me a success and then I'll serve you. It's the exact opposite. God, I'm failing in my job, but I give it to you as a platform, and now you can bless it. You see, this is what Matthew 6:33 says. Seek ye first, not second, third, fourth, or fifth. Seek first the kingdom of God, not success, not satisfaction, not a salary. Seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added unto you. You got to get the priorities right. You got to get Jesus in the boat. And when you do that, then he takes care of your needs. Whatever you want God to bless, you put him first in. You want God to bless your time, you give him the first part of every day. You want God to bless your week, you give him the first day of every week. You want God to bless your money, you give him the first 10% of your money, no matter how little it is. I went through 3 years of graduate school making $800 a month combined in our family, and we still tied 10%. Why? Because I couldn't afford not to have God's blessing in my life. I needed God's blessing. So whatever you want God to put in first in your life, you put him first in your life, then he'll bless that. And so you get Jesus in your work. And what you say is, okay, here, Lord, you use my business as your platform to spread the good news, and then we'll let God take care of everything else. So you say, I'm really a missionary. What do? You say, I'm a missionary. I'm seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm a missionary disguised as a realtor. I'm a missionary disguised as a nanny. I'm a missionary disguised as an accountant. I'm a missionary disguised as a truck driver. I'm a missionary disguised as a nurse or a CEO or a teacher or a house cleaner or whatever it is. I'm first and foremost using my career as a platform for Jesus. And then he'll bless me in return. Now, question, have you committed your boat to Jesus? See, some of you are going through tough times right now, and you're trying to change everything else. They didn't need to change their nets. They didn't need to change their boat. They didn't need to change their business partners. They didn't need to change their location. They didn't need to change their marriage. They just needed Jesus in charge of the boat. That's what was needed. Some of you are trying to change everything else. Some of you think, well, maybe I need to move out of Orange County. Well, maybe, but not necessarily. Maybe you just need to get Jesus in charge of your boat. And that's the first step. Now, here's the second step. The second step is I admit that my efforts aren't working. I admit my efforts aren't working. In verse 4 and 5, it says, when Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water, you know, launch out now, and let down the nets for a catch. And Simon Peter answered, Master, We've worked hard all night, and we haven't caught anything. Now, do you realize how hard it was for Peter to say this? Peter is a pro. He's good at what he does. He's a professional fisherman. These guys are not amateurs. They are not novices. They're not weekend fishermen. They make a living at this. They know how to do this. But sometimes, even when you're a pro, you fish all night and you catch nothing. It's humbling to say this. It's hard to say this. They made their living catching fish. This Peter not catching any fish is like Kobe Bryant playing an entire game and never making a basket. It would be like Tiger Woods playing a round of golf and never sinking a putt. Not a few extra strokes, not even a single putt. This is quite humbling. And the truth is, they're doing their best. These are good guys. They're doing their very best. But friends, sometimes our best is not good enough. It's just not good enough. And sometimes there are situations that are out of our control. You can't control the economy. You can't control the weather. You can't control the, you know, a lot of things in life that'll affect your life. What other people do, diseases, and you can't stop the aging process. Most of the major things in your life, you can't control. And so you start thinking, you know, I have tried so hard. It just doesn't seem to make any difference. And I've worked so hard, but I've got so little to show for it. What do you need to do? Well, you need to first do these two things. You get Jesus in your boat, and you admit that your way isn't working. It isn't working. That's humbling. The Bible calls that confession. Now, why don't we want to admit this? I don't want to admit it. You don't want to admit it. Why don't we want to admit it? Well, there are three reasons I don't want to admit it when it's not working. Pride, stubbornness, and fear. I don't want to admit it because of pride, because I don't want anybody to think that I can't handle it. If it's to be, it's up to me. I'm in charge. I got it all together. It's all copacetic. And pride keeps me from admitting this step too. I think I can handle everything by myself. And I just say, well, we'll work 11 hours tomorrow night and 12 hours the next night and 13 hours the next night. Stubbornness. Stubbornness is when I'm unwilling to change the way I'm doing it. And when we phrase it, well, we've always done it this way. You see, the greatest enemy of tomorrow's success is yesterday's success. Because we're not in yesterday anymore. You got to do it differently now. And Jesus will tell you the way to do it. Yesterday's success will keep you from success today. This is traditionalism. It's stubbornism. It happens to pastors. It happens to spiritual leaders. It happened to Moses. Moses is leading the children of Israel out of Egypt to go to Israel. It should take them 2 weeks, and it takes them 40 years to cross the Sinai Desert. And out there in that 40 years of wandering, at one point they run out of water, so God says, okay, I'm going to do a miracle. And he says, I'm going to surprise everybody. And he said, Moses, I want you to go over, and I want you to strike the rock with the rod. Strike the rock, and water comes gushing out, you know, an artesian well, comes out of the rock and provides water for the entire nation of Israel, which is an amazing miracle. Later on, they have another water problem, and they run out again. And so Moses thinks, well, that's no problem. We'll just do it like we did last time. We'll just find a rock, and we'll strike it. And God says, no, we're not going to do it that way this time. I want you this time to speak to the rock. Because remember, every miracle has a truth behind it. And I don't have time to go into this, but there's a parallel here of Jesus was struck once on the cross, but not twice. And there's a meaning. And God does everything for a purpose. But Moses, God says to Moses, I want you to speak to the rock this time, not strike it. And Moses says, but Lord, we've never done it that way. I'm famous as a rock striker. Okay? I mean, the whole nation saw this incredible miracle. I strike rocks and water comes out. I'm a rock striker. And it is that traditionalism, and God says, don't you do it. And Moses did it anyway. He did it the same way he did it the first time. And God got mad and said, Moses, that was a sin. And because of that, you don't get to go into the promised land. It was traditionalism. It was refusing to change. It was refusing to do it God's way and wanting to do it the way he'd always done it that kept Moses out of the promised land. You got to be willing to change. Stubbornness, pride, and then, of course, fear keeps me from wanting to admit I fished all night and caught nothing because I'm afraid that people will think less of me. In fact, I'm afraid to get Jesus in my boat because he might steer it in a direction I don't want it to go. And if I put Jesus in my job, he may make me a fanatic. He may turn me into something I'm scared to death to give Jesus my job. Well, regardless of the cause, the second step is to admit it and say, this just isn't working. And here's the third step. The third step, if you want to see God turn emptiness into fullness, is I obey whatever Jesus tells me to do. I obey whatever Jesus tells me to do.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
How's your faith? Strong or weak? Is it steady or a bit on the shaky side? If you'd like to take your faith to new heights, you're going to want a copy of Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith. In this study kit, which includes a DVD and study guide, you'll learn that faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and developed. You'll also learn about the predictable patterns and processes involved in building your faith. Rick calls this the six phases of faith. Once you understand these six phases, you can cooperate with God as he systematically strengthens your faith and builds your character. This groundbreaking small group Bible study will help you uncover and participate in God's unique plan and purpose for your life. It's filled with helpful discussion starters, video overviews, a helpful leader's guide, and more. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we'll send you this great study kit as our way of saying thanks. Call right now, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
The third step, if you want to see God turn emptiness into fullness, is I obey whatever Jesus tells me to do. I obey whatever Jesus tells me to do. In other words, I must be willing to do whatever he tells me, even if it doesn't make sense, even if it's illogical, even if it appears foolish and stupid to other people. I must obey what God tells me to do, even if it doesn't make sense financially. I must do it even if it's illogical and irrational and I don't understand it and I'm confused and I'm scared to death. I still do it anyway. I obey whatever Jesus tells me to do, even when it doesn't make sense. Now Jesus, in the next verse, verse 5, Jesus told him to launch out in the deep. And Simon says, Master, we've worked hard all night and we haven't caught anything. We're empty. We've come up empty. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Circle, because you say so. That is the key to a miracle. Because you say so. Not because I think it's smart, not because it's popular, not because I can afford it, not because it makes sense, not because everybody else is doing it. I'm going to do this because you say so. Now, not only is Jesus in the boat, he's giving the fishing instructions. Now, I want you to notice what Peter does not do, his reaction. First, he doesn't argue with Jesus. Excuse me, Lord, you're a carpenter, I'm a fisherman. You know wood, I know fish. They ain't biting. So, you know, who are you to tell me to go out and do it this way? I am the pro at this. I know my job better than you, Lord. And when you do that, you are in for so many blessings that you're going to miss. I'm the pro. I know fish. He doesn't argue. He doesn't hesitate. When Jesus says, launch out in the deep, he doesn't say, well, Lord, that's a good idea. Why don't we think about this for a minute? Let's discuss it. Let's form a committee and vote on it. In fact, he says, why don't we do this? We're all tired. We've been out all night. We haven't caught anything. We're dirty. We're sweaty. We're tired. We want to go see our wives. How about if we go home, take a bath, take a nap, get up this afternoon, and later in the afternoon when it's cooler and the fish are biting again, let's go give it another try. He doesn't hesitate. He doesn't delay. It's instant. He doesn't listen to his feelings. I'm sure Peter is dead tired. Yeah, you know what it's like to stay up all night, to work all through the night? You're ready to go to bed. He's dead tired. He's been up all night. He's caught nothing. He's thinking, why even try? Why even make the effort? There are no jobs out there. The fish aren't biting. He doesn't do these things. Instead, what does Peter do? Unquestioned obedience. Because you say so. If you will become a because you say so man, God will bless your life. If you will become a because you say so woman, God will bless your life. Lord, your instructions do not make sense at all to me. But because you say so, I'm going to do it. I'm going to trust you in faith. Question, what has God told you to do that you're not doing? You see, some of us want God to give us instructions about our job and about our this and this, and he's already told you some other things, and you're not doing it. God's not going to tell you 3, 4, 5, and 6 step if you're not doing step 1, 2, and 3. And God says to some of you, I want you to start tithing. And you're not doing it. When God says to us, you know, the first 10% of your income goes back to God, you're not doing it. God says to you, I want you to forgive that person and let it go and stop holding a grudge. I don't want to. I want to hold on to it. I want to keep hurting. I don't want to forgive them. You're only hurting yourself. God says, I want you to go to that coworker and I want you to tell him about Jesus. I'm scared to death. He might scorn me. You're not doing what he's already told you to do. And I don't know what God's already told you to do, but you do. God told some of you, you need to be baptized the way Jesus was. Yeah, you need to be in a small, you should go start a small group. I don't really know, but you know, God will tell you what he wants you. But I will tell you this, disobedience always hurts you. Doesn't hurt God. You just missed the blessing. Now, when you do whatever God tells you to do, and you say, God, because you say so, you become a because you say so person, God's going to give you the vision for your career. And I'm telling you, it's going to come in 3 phases because God never gives you the total vision all at once because he wants you to grow in faith. And when God wants to do a vision for your life, it always comes in 3 parts. First, he tells you what he's going to do, and then he tells you how he's going to do it, and then he tells you when. And what we typically do is God gives us the what, and we're like, maybe God says, I want you to go start a new business. And we run out and we try to start it on our own without waiting for part 2 and 3. And then we fall flat on our face. We come back to God. We say, God, didn't you tell me to go start that restaurant? Or whatever. And God said, yeah, I did. But you didn't wait for part 2 and part 3. Part 2 is the how and part 3 is the when. Part 2 is the how, and he always does it in a way different than you think you're going to do. So he gets the glory. And part 3 is the win, and God's timing is perfect. The difference between a home run and a strikeout is one thing, timing. It's all timing. It's the same ball, the same bat, the same distance as everybody else, but the difference between a pro and a guy who bats 300 and a guy who bats 100 is timing. And what I've learned is to wait on God's timing. Why? Because God's timing is perfect. And in prayer, and God says, I want you to do this now, and I want you to do this later, and I want you to delay this, and I want you to start this. And when I hear that, I say, okay, Lord, doesn't make sense to me, but because you say so, that's what I'm going to do. Now, God's vision comes in three things. Jesus tells Peter first when, then what, then where. First, he says when. Launch out now. By the way, launch out always means a risk. It's risky to launch out. And God will always force you to take risks. Why? Because there's no faith without risks. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Then it says what? He says, I want you to let down your nets. And then he says, where? Launch out into deep water. Circle launch out into deep water. He said, I want you to launch out into deep water. Now, why does God tell Peter to do that? Because that's where the big fish are. They're in the deep water. Now, friends, most people live their lives in the shallows of life. They live baby beach Christianity. Just enough of Jesus to bug them and not bless them. They never get in over their head. They live at a superficial level. They come to church and they paddle around in the shallows of life and maybe catch a few minnows. And they miss God's best.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, how's your faith? Strong or weak? Is it steady or a bit on the shaky side? If you'd like to take your faith to new heights, you're going to want a copy of Everything is Possible with God, Understanding the Six Phases of Faith. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So, if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable 6-step method, and He's used it throughout history, to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. When you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you. This kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you.
In this study kit, which includes a DVD and study guide, you'll learn that faith is like a muscle. It needs to be exercised and developed. It's filled with helpful discussion starters, video overviews, a leader's guide, and more. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you support this ministry with a financial gift, we're going to send you this great study kit as our way of saying thanks. Call right now. 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.